Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. If you reject God's message, can you find a better one? Jeremiah 20, verses 1 and 2. Now Pashur, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things, that is, of the coming judgment. Then Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. I will read verse 3 also. And it came to pass on the morrow that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him, The Lord hath called thy name Pashur. Jeremiah said unto him, The Lord hath not called thy name Pashur, but Magar Mishabib. Now the man's name was, it meant freedom, as the priest Pashur. But now his name has been changed to terror on every side, going from having absolute freedom to being terrorized all the time, everywhere, by everyone. Jeremiah was a prophet. I know of priests in the scriptures who ruled. Samuel was one, and he was a priest who led in the nation's governmental matters. And this Pashur here is one, and there is another that we'll talk about on a later program. But this is a prophet who is telling the man who is supposed to be ministering about holy things of God what God hath said. You see, the prophets guided the people. They guided the people concerning things to come. They also guided the people concerning the deeds that the people had done. The prophet declared the heart of God and showed the zeal of the Lord. Jeremiah was such a man. Now, this priest is going to become a terror to himself. There is no escape for him from his problem. Jeremiah has delivered God's message. He doesn't like that message. The fish that swims in the sea decides, well, I don't like the sea. I think I'll leave this place. What does that mean for you, Mr. Fish? It means that you're going to die. If you don't like the place that God has placed you in, there is no other safe place. So the man could not stop, could not make Jeremiah withdraw his words or retract his words, so he would punish the man. And that did not go well with him either. Because if you don't like the message of a merciful God, however severe that message is, whenever you go from that message, that to which you go will be worse than what the Lord has told you that's going to happen. The very fact that the Lord warns sinners, the very fact that the Lord speaks against the deeds of men and let men know what his mind is an act of God's mercy. Please think with me, please. God is holy. He is all-powerful. He doesn't have to check with anybody before he does his holy will. He has restrained himself by himself. He is the holy God, and yet he tells man what his mind is about matters. That's a merciful thing to us. I think of how it was with Jonah declaring the message of God to the people of Nineveh. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. What a merciful message. 40 days to get right, 40 days to repent, 40 days to seek to please God. They now know that. The Lord didn't have to tell them that. That's a message of great mercy from God, a message of his great power to come. And the people did repent. They did accept the message. But this one doesn't. And so the word is, not only are you going to lose your freedom, but you're going to have terror on every side. Solomon brought peace to him in that he married all of the daughters of the kings in the surrounding nations, and he had peace on every side. But that was to his hurt. Anytime anybody goes from the message of God, you're going to the place of hurt. If you reject God's message, can you find a better one? Can you find a better message, a better messenger? Can you find a greater God who will love you more, love you still, and direct in your life? That he gives you a warning at all is a great indication of his great love. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.